They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand, but
it's so good to be here again this morning to join together in our time of celebration and worship at the Boonsmill Church of the Brethren. We want to welcome all of you that are here, and for those that may be outside, we certainly welcome them as well. We're glad that we can come together and to worship. It's a cold morning, but at least much of the snow is gone now, and that makes it a little easier to get around. So we're just so glad that you're here and pray that our time together is going to be a blessing as we come together to worship. I want to start my message this morning, this series that we're on, how to make it through tough times. And the question is, how God heals your hidden wounds. And to start that, I want to ask you a couple questions. How many of you have ever had a broken bone? You ever had a broken bone? Yeah, I see a number of you have. You had more than one broken bone at the same time? Yeah, a couple of you had that too. How many of you have ever had stitches? Yeah, I see even more so. More than 30 stitches. Well, good. I'm glad you didn't raise your hand. Well, no, wait a minute. Maybe I did. Maybe somebody is confessing that that has been that many. How many of you have ever had a knife wound or a gunshot wound? Oh, you wouldn't tell me even if you had. No, I see some hands there too. Today, I want to talk to you about how God heals your wounds. And I'm not talking about the physical wounds, but the hidden wounds. Hidden wounds are the memories that still hurt. Those recollections from your past that when you think about those things, they still cause pain in your life. Memories of being abandoned or of abuse or ridicule or hatred. Physical abuse, spiritual abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse. Where do you get those kinds of wounds in your life? From everywhere. From society, the prejudice in our society. You can certainly get them from family members. Those are the ones that hurt the most. From parents, spouses, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles. You can get them in the workplace, from school. They're everywhere. I've been a pastor for a long time, and I've talked with a lot of people, and I've learned two truths about life. One is everybody has a hidden wound. You may be masking it, but everybody has a hidden wound. At least one. Sad thing is, many people have more than one. An emotional scar from somebody in the past who hurt you in some serious way is looming there within your life. The other thing that I've learned is that emotional scars take longer to heal than physical wounds. People have gone to war and come back, and their bodies would heal from those physical wounds, but it would take years and years to get over the emotional wound and the emotional scars. And that's true with many of the experiences that we have too, not just by going to war. The good news is this. Jesus Christ wants to heal your hidden wounds. Last week I told you about how in the Bible, God's different Hebrew names describe something about who He is. One of those names is in Exodus 15. And He says, I am Jehovah Rapha, which means I am the God who heals. The Bible says this in Psalm 147. God heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. And you might ask, how does He do that? I'd like to have my hidden wounds healed. How does God heal that inside of me that a lot of people don't even know about? Well, today we're going to look at the steps in God's healing process toward those hidden wounds. When you look at the life of Jesus, you see He healed a lot of people. We read all of the New Testament, and we read where Jesus reached out and He touched people who need healing, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. And there are certain patterns and principles that come up over and over in the way that Jesus approached people and the way He dealt with that to heal them. Now, the way Jesus did that, it didn't always go in this particular order that I'm going to give you, but you can find these four principles in God's process of healing of memories. And the first one is this. The first step begins when I reveal my hurt. You're never going to get well until you face your feelings straight on. The Bible talks about the problem of stuffing it down inside and about not talking about it. It says in Psalm 39, it says, I kept very quiet, but I became even more upset. I became very angry inside. And as I thought about it, my anger burned. He's saying holding on to hurt is like carrying hot coals in your heart. You're the one who's going to get burned. Hidden wounds, when you try to stuff them down, they don't heal. They fester. And pushing a hurt aside doesn't get rid of it. It makes it worse. The Bible says this, when I kept things to myself, I felt weak deep inside me, and I moaned all day long. He's saying it's emotionally draining to do that. Some people try to respond to abuse by forgetting it, or trying to run away from it, or by ignoring it. And some people try to blame others. And because you feel guilty and you don't want anybody to know about it, you just push it down and you stuff it deep down inside. But none of those ways, they don't work to relieve that hidden wound. Step one is to be honest about your pain, that you have been hurt, that you have been abused, that you do have a hidden wound. You need to be honest about that, and about your fear about that, and about your anger about that, and your resentment and bitterness over what people did to you. You've got to start by revealing your hurts, and you've got to be honest. And when you stuff it down, you're only hurting yourself. So don't do that. You're never going to get well until you reveal your hurts. That's number one. Now, step two is to release those who have hurt you. You can't get well as long as you harbor resentment. For your own sake, you've got to let it go, and you've got to let go the right to lash out and to get even. You got to let go of that. The fact is, you only have an X amount of emotional energy, and you're going to spend it some way. So how are you going to do it? One of the most difficult decisions you've got to decide in life is, do I want to get well, or do I want to get even? You can't do both. You're going to have to decide which you will choose. Here's the secret. Getting even will not take away your pain. That doesn't solve the problem. You still feel the pain. There is only one way to get rid of your hurt in your heart when somebody's hurt you, and that is forgiveness. You say, but they don't deserve to be forgiven for what they did to me. You're right. They don't. Neither do you deserve to be forgiven for what you've done. But God's forgiven you in Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying forgive them because they deserve it. I'm saying forgive them for your own sake. Because the Scripture says if you do not forgive, neither will your Father forgive you. You can't get on with your life as long as you're stuck in the past. As long as you hold on to resentment. Because when you do, then you're stuck. In Romans 12, it says, never pay back evil for evil. Never avenge yourself. Leave that to God. For He has said that He will repay those that deserve it. It's not your duty to settle the score when somebody's done you wrong. God will settle the score. Trust God to take care of that. Trust God to balance the books on that. Jesus certainly understands abuse. Jesus was abused. I suggest you do what Jesus did when He was abused. When Jesus suffered, He did not threaten to get even. He left His case in the hands of God. Jesus had many wounds right before He died. Wounds to His head where He had been bashed. Wounds to His face. To His back where He was whipped. His hands. His feet where nails were driven through. And to His side where they stuck a spear in His side. But the deepest wound in Jesus' life were not those wounds. The deepest wound in Jesus' life were hidden wounds. Ones that you didn't see. Because He was betrayed. And He was rejected. And He was hated. He was treated unjust. Jesus could have blown them all away in an instant with the snap of His finger. But instead, He stretched out His arms and His hands. And He said, Father, forgive them. For they don't understand. You've got to stop the misery of our hidden wounds by revealing our hurt and then by releasing those who have hurt you and leave that into the hands of God. But there's a third thing. If you want to get well, you have to replace old tapes with God's truths. Your brain is like a tape recorder. It has recorded every single experience your five senses have experienced. Everything you've smelled and seen and heard and touched has been recorded. And even the things you've tasted, it's all there. Everything people have said to you or about you is there. Your brain is an amazing recorder of all of these experiences, and it's recorded it all down. The good and the bad and the right and the wrong and the true and the false, they're all there. And here's the problem. Your brain doesn't distinguish between things that are true and things that are false. We can hear things that are false and we can believe them. And we can hear things that are true and we can disbelieve them. That's a faulty thing about us as human beings. Particularly, these things are troubling when you're little, when you're growing up. there were some things that were said to you that were flat out lies, and yet you've believed them. And if you believe them, you live your life out acting on those things. When you were kids, adults may have said things like, "You're stupid. You're ugly. You're never going to amount to anything." And on, all of these derogatory and false things are being said. And when they said those things, they went into our brain, into our recorder, and we still act on those things that we've heard from our past. And you've got to replace those tapes with God's truth. It might be 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40, 50, 60 years ago that those things were said, but we still live out as if those things were true. In Romans 12, it says, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." So how do you do that? First, you have to pray, "God, heal my memories, my hidden wounds." And second, so you got to ask God to heal you, but second, you need to fill your mind with God's Word, the Bible. The more you fill your mind with the Word of God, the more you fill your mind with this book, then the more it will start erasing the old tapes and putting God's truth in your mind. And the third thing that you need to do is to believe what you hear from God's Word. Believe what you hear from the Bible. Believe the truth that God is saying about you. And what is that truth? What is God saying about you? God says this about you: through what Christ would do for us, and that's the key, what Christ would do for us, God decided to make us holy in His eyes without a single fault. We stand before Him and we're covered in His love. That's how God sees you once you step across the line and once you receive Jesus Christ into your life as your Savior. God sees you without a fault. So we've got all of these hidden wounds that are not true anymore, but we're still acting out on them. He takes everything that you've ever done, every wrong, the guilt, the regrets, the shame, the hurts, and He erases it. And He says, "We're going to start over. Starting today, you are not the same. I see you different because I see you through the blood of my Son who has washed you whiter than snow." God sees you without a single fault. Because, is that because you're really that way? Did you have no fault? No. But because of what Christ's love has done for you, that's how God sees you. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. So the question is, who are you going to believe the life that you live today? What somebody lied to you about? Or what maybe you happened to you and your own mistakes and failures? Is that what you're going to believe about the kind of person you are? Or are you going to believe what God says about you? It's your choice. Which do you want to choose? You have to replace the old tapes with God's truth, and you have to believe it. And that takes a process, but you need to start on it. You need to be letting go and receiving what God wants to give you. Now, here's step number 4 in this process. If you want to be healed from your hidden wounds, you have to refocus on the future. Get your attention off the past and onto God's plan for your future. There are 3 steps to refocusing on the future, and they're all in the chapter 11 of Job. And that is, I'm reading that from the Good News Translation. And it says this: put your heart right. Reach out to God and face the world again, firm and courageous. Then all your troubles will fade from your memory like floods that are past and remembered no more. So the first thing this says in this Word of God is put your heart right. And that means give up your right to get even. Release those who's hurt you. Forgive them whether they deserve it or not. You do the right thing whether they did the right thing or not. Put your heart right. And then it says reach out to God. You need to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life anew. You need to ask God to wipe away all of that which you have struggled with, and the pain and the hurt and the guilt and the shame, and make it right. So you need to ask Him to heal your hidden wounds. And you need to ask Him to start bringing good out of evil that has happened to you. And here's the real issue. Do you really want to get well? If you do, you stop focusing on your hurt and you start focusing on your healer. Start focusing on your healer, Jesus Christ. Jehovah Rapha, I am the God who heals you. He is the answer. And then the third thing is to say this, or that it says in that scripture of Job 11, it says, face the world again in a new light. Don't withdraw and don't sit in darkness or in shame, but start looking ahead into the light which Christ has brought to you. If you do these steps, notice what happens. If you do those four steps, then all your troubles will fade from your memory, like floods that are past and remembered no more. That's what we need. That's what we want. Wouldn't you like to have your troubles fade from your memory and be standing here this morning and thanking God for the life that you have because what of Jesus Christ has done for you? What a wonderful way to come to worship and say that I am not the same as I once was, but I have been made new through Jesus Christ. Then take these steps. The principle is forgetting is caused by refocusing. My past is not my future. Proverbs 4:25, it says, look straight ahead. Jesus Christ, with confidence. Don't hang your head in shame for what is bad. Look to the future of what God is going to do for you, with you, through you, in Jesus Christ. You're never going to get well by yourself. Give your life to Jesus Christ. He's already made it possible. He is the God who heals. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Father, that you can heal broken hearts and bitter memories and damaged lives. Thank you that patterns can be erased and reversed, but only you can do that, Father. Thank you that new lives can begin again. So, Jesus, I ask you to touch hurting hearts and minds today with your healing touch of love. Change your people, save your people right now. Lord, help me to admit the things that have hurt me. Thank you for providing the Boones Mill Church as a safe place to experience healing. Today, as we begin the healing process by asking you, Jesus Christ, to come into our lives anew, I'm going to need your help to stop focusing on getting even. Instead, I need to focus on getting well. I'm going to need your help to release those who's hurt me and replace the old tapes that are in my mind with, Lord, with your truths. I want to refocus on the future and your plan and purpose for my life. And I look forward to a new day in my life beginning today. And it's in your name that I pray. Amen.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change. Appeal. Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus and all the wrong turns that you were going on to. If you could, who can work it all for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rise.